The 2018 fiscal year begins July 1st for most states, which means budgets must be set by midnight tonight. But for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, meeting that deadline is not a done deal. In Pennsylvania, a $32 billion bipartisan budget spending package awaits approval, but lawmakers aren't sure how they'll find the cash to fund it. WHYY's Katie Meyer explains.
The legislature sent out a budget plan to Governor Wolf, but they did it without a revenue package. So it's a spending plan. This is essentially what we saw last year from the legislature and the governor, where they passed a spending commitment, but not the money to back it up. So that's going to be over the next week or so. We're going to see more negotiations from the legislature on that. It should be said that the governor only has 10 days to sign a bill once it's on his desk. And so that clock starts now. They are saying that they will have a revenue package within those 10 days. They're sort of committing to that. So we will see if they do follow through on it. The legislature is not supposed to be back in session until, I believe, July 6th looks like the day. But we do know that leaders and staff are probably going to be in talks over the weekend and over the holiday as well.
Turning to New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie won't let the state budget pass unless Democrats vote on a particular controversial bill. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has details.
The budget stalemate has come down to a fight between Republican Governor Chris Christie and Assembly Speaker Vinny Prieto. Christie wants a bill that would let the state take control of surplus money at Horizon, which is the state's largest health insurer. And Christie wants to use that money to fund his anti-opioid efforts. But Prieto, the Assembly Speaker, opposes the bill. He's worried that premiums would rise for policyholders, so he's refusing to put it up for a vote in the Assembly. Now, the Horizon bill doesn't actually affect the budget, but Christie is demanding it as part of a deal to get the budget through. Christie did get another bill he was asking for, which uses proceeds from the state lottery to fund the pension system. Now, the deadline to pass a budget is midnight tonight, so if that doesn't happen, it could trigger the state's first government shutdown since 2006. Back then, courts shut their doors, the state lottery stopped, and parks and beaches closed for the July 4th weekend, so a shutdown could have a significant impact on residents.
Delaware is noted for its punctuality when it comes to its budget, but this year's negotiations may lead to a first for the first state. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann gives this update.
We got a preview last night of what to expect tonight in Dover. Earlier in the week, the state's budget committee put together a spending plan, implemented pretty drastic cuts in education and also in funding for nonprofits in the state. Those cuts totaled about $88 million and balanced the state budget. Then around 11 o'clock last night, Thursday night, Democrats in the state House tried to restore some of those cuts in the grant and aid bill after a lot of outcry from members of the nonprofit community in Delaware. So they put forth a measure that raised revenue through increased personal income taxes. Republicans who have opposed any kind of income tax increase, unless they get more concessions on spending, accuse the Democrats of trying to break House rules to get all that done. So members of the GOP caucus left the House, and then that caused the vote to fail. So Democrats probably bring that back tonight. I'm not sure what will happen if Republicans will walk out again or if they will vote. Republicans have also drafted legislation that would continue to fund the state government beyond tonight's midnight deadline if there can't be an agreement on the budget by July 1st, midnight tonight. So typically lawmakers wrap up their session in the wee hours of July 1st, but there's been more and more talk this year than we've ever heard in years past that a deal won't get done and lawmakers are going to have to come back on another day to somehow find compromise. That would be a historic first for Delaware General Assembly and would be pretty much uncharted territory, so not sure when they would come back, whether Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So lots of moving pieces and no real way to tell how it will play out, but we'll be watching.